Good morning. Yes, my name is Nara, and I'm from Taiwan. I want to thank you for giving me this privilege to share at your church. Before I get to the message, can we pray first? Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for this new day that you have created and that you have given me this privilege to share at Concordia. Father, I pray that whatever I speak now won't be from my own, won't be from my own thoughts, but that everything I speak will be what you want to speak to us today. In your name I pray, amen. Today I would like to really focus on John chapter 10, verse 11 to 15, and just expose the word of God. So first, to give you some context, some background of this five verses, chapter 10 is right after Jesus heals the man born blind. And as Jesus is having conversation with the man that he just healed, some Jews, some Pharisees were around and listening to the conversation. And the Pharisees asked Jesus a question. And chapter 10 is Jesus responding to the Pharisees. He responded to them in this parable of the Good Shepherd. And he addresses them with this parable because the Pharisees, they are supposed to be the shepherds of the Jews, the Israelites. And I feel like this parable applies to us also because we too are the shepherds of God's people. Verse 11, this is Jesus speaking. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. What does a shepherd do? A shepherd has many responsibilities, and it's a difficult job. The shepherds are to tend the sheep and to lead them to pastures and water, to feed them and nourish them, and he is to give them rest. And he's also to protect the sheep from wild beasts like lions, bears, and wolves. And he's to protect them from thieves and robbers, from being stolen away. And the shepherd is to be with his sheep 24 hours. So he's constantly watching them. And to do that, at night, this is during Jesus' times, shepherds, they pitch tent besides the sheepfold and sleep outside. And doing that, during the day, he has to endure extreme heat, and at night, he has to endure extreme cold. And here, verse 11 says, Jesus says, he is a shepherd. And we also, as his sheep, not just shepherds, he leads us, he tends for us, and he cares for us, and he gives us spiritual and physical food, and he gives us rest. And Jesus also protects us from evil and from harm. And he is with us 24/7. He's constantly watching us, watching for us, and cares for us. And he also went through some hard sufferings, like the suffering of the cross, and he died on the cross for us. And as he said, he really laid down his life for us, like the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And not only that, he's the good shepherd. And good in the original language means worthy, admirable, noble, perfect, and beautiful. So Jesus is the worthy shepherd. He's the admirable shepherd, noble shepherd. He's the perfect. He's the beautiful shepherd. So there's no need to worry if he'll ever get tired of watching us. There's no need to worry if he'll make a mistake while caring for us, because he is the perfect shepherd. He is the good shepherd. Verse 12, And he says, "He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them." So here Jesus makes a contrast with good shepherd, which is the hired hand. And who is this hired hand? He is not a shepherd, not the owner of the sheep. And in amplified version of the Bible, it says, the hired hand merely works for the wages. Interestingly, this hired hand also shares the same responsibility as a shepherd. The hired hand also tends for the sheep, and he leads them to pastures and water to give them food and rest. And he is also with them. But the different thing is, unlike the shepherd who will stand even if the wolf is coming, he will stand and protect, the hired hand will leave the sheep and flee, will run away when there's trouble, when there's harm coming. And this hired hand is very aware. He sees the wolf coming, and he sees it, he's aware. And the wolf hasn't even attacked yet, hasn't come in the midst of the sheep, but he's already afraid. He flees. He's only thinking about for himself. In verse 13, Jesus explains why the hired hand flees. He flees because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep. He is not concerned for God's people. He has no concern for the sheep. He sees the wolf coming. He's aware. He is aware that the brothers and sisters around him are hurting and struggling, and that there is something wrong. But still, he chooses not to care. He runs away. He turns his back and runs away. He does not want in people's mess, because if he gets involved, that means that he has to lay down his life like the shepherd. To stand and protect, to fight the wolf, that could mean that he will lose his life. And so he chooses not to care. And he's only there for wages. He's only there for pay. He's not there because he cares for the sheep. And his own life is more important. In verse 14 and 15, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Jesus here emphasizes again that he is the good shepherd, and he is not like the hired hand, and he is not the hired hand. He is the good shepherd, and that he will never flee, even if he knows the wolf is coming. But he will stand and protect. And even if it means he has to lay down his life, even if it means that he has to go on the cross, he will lay it down, as it said. Verse 15, "And I lay down my life for the sheep." And he will do that because the shepherd and the sheep, they are very close. Like verse 14 says, "And I know my own, and my own know me." And know in original language means recognize, understand, and have a relationship. So the shepherd and the sheep has this very intimate, very close relationship. And that relationship is like, verse 15, "Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father." And verse 30 of chapter 10 says, "I and the Father are one." So Jesus and God, the Father, are one. They are inseparable, and that's how intimate the relationship is between God the Father and Jesus the Son. And that is our relationship with Jesus. As sheep, we are one with God. We are part of him. We are the body of Christ. And he cares so much for us, and he has so much concern for us because we are part of him, that he lays down his life, and he willingly does that. And Jesus, he is not getting paid. He does not care if he does not get any wage for caring for the sheep, for leading the sheep, for having concern, for even laying down his life. And that's the kind of shepherd that Jesus is. And that is the main difference between a shepherd and a hired hand. The hired hand only cares about the wages. He only cares about the pay. He only thinks, what can I get out of it? But the shepherd is different. The shepherd has true concern for his sheep. And I felt challenged to share about this today, because as I was preparing, I felt like God said, Nara, a lot of times you are a hired hand. And he reminded me of a time about maybe a month ago. I was at a train station, Meddington, going to church. And I was waiting for my ride from the train station to the church. And there was no one around me except this really young teenage boy. He was probably 16 or 17. And he came up to me and he said, excuse me, do you have a dollar? And when I saw him, his clothes were baggy and he looked like he didn't have a shower for days. And he seemed to have come up from a broken background. And I was aware of that. And I felt, God, Nara, you have more than a dollar to spare. Why don't you just give it to him? But before he was done asking for a dollar, my body was already turning away from him. I was ready to flee. And I said to him, I'm sorry, I don't have a dollar, which was a total lie because I had more than that. But I was unwilling to lay down my life. I was unwilling to give up my money, to give up my time, just that little time to care for him. But who knows if I lay down my life that time, if I lay down my concern for myself, maybe I could have shown kindness to him and maybe talked to him, maybe even shared the gospel to him. But I chose not to care, and I turned away from him. And later, I had to confess to my class about it, and God forgave me. But like God told me that I was a hired hand, I felt like to challenge you to ask God today, am I a shepherd or a hired hand? When Jesus said the second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself, do we really do that? Do we really care for the brothers and sisters around us that are hurting and struggling? Even if it means that we have to give up our life, and maybe not literally giving up our life, but maybe it means to give up our money or to give up our time or something that is very precious to us, because we too are shepherds of God's people. And I understand that we are not perfect and we're not perfect shepherd, but do we stand and fight? Do we stand and, not flee and reach out to those people that need care? Or are we like a hired hand that flee and we say, that's not my problem. Those people hurting, that I don't have to care for them. What do I get out of it? Are we like that? Are we a hired hand? And I want to take a moment right now. Let's take a moment and just ask God, God, am I a shepherd like you or a hired hand? Maybe God is saying, well done, my good and faithful servant, you've been a shepherd. Or maybe like me, God is saying, you have been a hard hand. Whatever God has said, let's just respond to him. Let's take another moment and respond to him. Jesus, thank you for speaking to us today and for your life that was laid for us. I pray that we'll continue to remember what you have done and care for others, not for the wages, but because we truly care, but because we want to be a shepherd like you are. Amen.